Blog Talk Radio.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. Let music swell the breeze and ring from all the trees, sweet freedom song. Let mortal tongues awake, let all let rocks their silence break, the sound prolong.
Day coming up. Nobody remembers what Memorial Day is. It's our day of tribute to all those who took a bullet so that you and I could sit around and complain about secondhand smoke. Oh, who's in the bathroom? Give me a break. Anyway, I'm reaching out to 22 guys tonight. Who are thinking of taking their lives. GIs who already risked one life to save our lives, and they're feeling alone and forgotten and hurting, and they're considering checking out. Don't do it, guys. Tomorrow's going to be a beautiful day. You never know what's coming your way. Hold off. Hold off and get to a church, an empty one. Go sit in a pew and contemplate and look to the future and make it a great future for yourself. Don't give up. Don't check out. You've already risked your life for us, and don't lose it. God has better plans for you. So having said that, the Democrats are attacking women. This is so ridiculous. It's a shame to talk about it. It's really sick. One of the top Democrats, a white boy, made a statement. He said that ugly women's lives don't matter. Imagine the audacity of dope saying ugly women don't count. Flat-chested women don't count. Did you know that flat-chested women are compensated with a higher eroticism? It's true. Check it out. God takes care of everybody. And those 22 guys, God's going to take care of you. You got to put your faith in him. He's the only one who can help you. He knows how you're hurting. He knows what you're going through. He was crucified for me and you. He knows pain. The cardinal rule of chivalry is that there's no such thing as an ugly woman. That's the first thing I was taught as a child by women. When I see those skinny models with the heroin look, my first reaction is to do CPR. Run them right into McDonald's and start French fry rehab. 2 malts and 50 chicken wings. Ah, she's coming back. Democrats hate women, and they paid them 40% less. Beware of any Democrat who says, some of my best friends are women and children. Never trust Democrats with kittens, puppies, seals, and kids. Hey, boys and girls, if you see a man in the dress in the bathroom, call mommy and then call the cops. Maybe it's just us mainstream Americans, but when I see elderly women, I try to imagine them, what they look like in their youth. And don't tell me that's not beautiful. God bless women. And there's always room at the tea party. Vaya con te fiesta. Everybody's welcome. Okay, we're going to jump to a pro-life song. If I can find it. Let's see if I can find it. It's called You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby. Of course, I'm not going to find it. WXYZ, let's see. I got one tune to bring the races together. I love to sing it when it's not Christmas. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. You'll never know how much I love you. You may not be an angel. That's my Donald Trump song. You'll never know. You must be born again. Oh, that's Mahalia Jackson, I think. Well, I guess we're going to have to work our way back to you, babe.
Bye.
Okay, he's working his way back. Okay, and we got a president that's working his way out, but he's not working fast enough. He's the best president we ever had. Can you give me that shopping bag over there? Do you mind if I throw up in this? Oh, if we could only get our country back, and the one we lost over 8 years. Obama bin Lenin bin Laden. Thanks for nothing. The best president we ever had. What did he do? He turned the country he divided communist. He violated Article 99 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. Cowardice in the face of the enemy and in the mirror. He lost every war. He lost a navy. He gave the Mideast balance of power to Russia. He left Americans to die. He made sailors cry. Made the biggest dope deal with Cuba. He armed the Israeli killing Iranians and gave them 150B to finish the job. And then he armed the American killing Iranians. He allowed millions of criminals to pour into the USA, and they're still coming. He released dope dealers from prison to handle the heroin overflow. 10,000 Americans. That's more than we lost in Iraq and in Afghanistan. 10,000 Americans in 2014 OD'd on heroin alone. The rehab rate, success rate, is 1%. So when you do horse, as they used to call it years ago, and you thought you were the first scientist, yeah, when you do horse, you die. Oh, I got a friend. He's 28. Yeah, and he's going strong, riding the horsey. Yeah, it's terrible. Obama turned the Democrat Party into the party of no God, voted him out at the last convention. 3 roll calls, and they threw him out. You don't believe me? Go to YouTube. He's turned it into the party of no God, no country, no flag. He thinks that the American flag should be changed. And the American anthem, he thinks, is too bellicose with the rockets' red glare and the bombs bursting in air. He says he'd like to see the country sing, "I'd like to buy the world some Coke." Yeah. Yeah. No country, no flag, no anthem, and no kids. Kids are taboo in the party de la muerte, in the party of death. No muchachos. No niños. No. No babies. Unless you want to sell some parts. That's a different story. Then you go to Planned Slaughterhood, who tomorrow will kill 3,000 American children, 1,200 white babies, 1,100 black babies, and 700 Latino niños. And then they're going to, you know, do you think they get more money for blue eyes than brown eyes? Do you know how much a brain sells for, a baby brain? $3,400. Oh, that's not true. I read in the New York Times. You read the New York Times? My parakeets don't even like that paper. You can't even use it for monkfish wrap. The New York Times. Do you know that when John McCain was running for the president, he sent in an opinion piece and the Times wouldn't print it? They told him he had to redo it the way they wanted it. Unbelievable. Yeah, Obama has lost every war, and now the word's coming out about the capture of the Navy by the Iranians. You know, when you see the footage of that, all you see are 2 Navy boats and sailors on their knees with their hands over their heads. You don't see any ammunition belts in the machine guns. As a matter of fact, I don't even know if you see machine guns. And now the word is coming out that the Iranians made the sailors cry. How do you think some Green Beret feels about that? How do you think about the guys at the Hanoi Hilton getting the Jane Fonda workout? feel about that? Huh? What do you think? You think they're proud of the new Obama Navy? It's sad, man. It's really sad. And the only guy that can save us is El Trumpo. And the communists are saying he won't get the Latino vote. Yeah, that's what you think. Half of everybody that works at the Trump Towers is Latino. And I don't hear one discouraging word. You don't think if the communists couldn't find one disgruntled employee, he wouldn't be on NBC tonight getting a leg rub from Chris Matthews? Yeah. Chris Matthews, and now we got Chris Wallace. I call him Chris Matthews Wallace. He's just as bad. Can you say something bad about Trump so my ratings will go up? Yeah. Unbelievable. And that Kelly Trump show, that was a farce. And Kelly was very cagey. She reminds me of Mata Hari. Mata Hari used to sleep with the enemy. Anyway, but that's not Kelly. Kelly just ambushes Trump. And she's also screwing Fox News. She's taking Fox News down. Her ratings are terrible. I talk to guys every day, they don't watch her no more. It's really sad. Fox News made a big mistake. They went after Trump, and look who became number one. El Trumpo. El Magnifico. Trump is love. Trump is the revolution. Mike Savage is upset tonight because he thinks Trump is taking too much advice from the rhinos. I give Trump more credit. He listens to everybody. He listens to everybody. He goes on everybody's show. When was the last time you saw Hillary Clinton on O'Reilly? When was the last time you saw anybody on O'Reilly? My guest tonight is Bernie Goldfish, and when he's going to attack Trump for me. Yes, but I'm going to be fair and impartial. And I'll bring on Sauerkraut Hammer to finish him off. You would think Trump was Moby Dick and O'Reilly was Captain Ahab. Damn whale. Okay, so we were talking about the president who betrayed his country, the country he pretended to come from. We got a big heroin epidemic, folks. And you heard what Trump said. He was up in New Hampshire, and it was the most popular request, stop the heroin, up in beautiful New Hampshire. And look what happened to Vermont, the home of Ethan Allen and the Green Mountain Boys. You know that when Ethan Allen kicked in the front door of Fort Ticonderoga, you know what he said to the Brits? Surrender in the name of the great Jehovah. He was a church-going man. Now they want to get rid of all the church-going men in the military. Really sad. And we have a Navy that cries. The Air Force is not much better. They got one guy that's trying to destroy God in the military. His name is Weinstein. Mikey Weinstein. He's the anti-God. And the communists have turned everything around. They use our laws to destroy us now. So what are we going to do about this president? Check out. Check him out and check him out. Yeah, he demeans the title American. Is there a monument to his glory? Oh, there's many monuments to him. In all the three sexes' bathrooms that use American standard bowls. How can we flush away this abomination, elect Donald Trump, and give him a landslide, and give him all good people, and never forget, your vote does count, and there should only be one term per termite. We'll jump back to a tune, and we're going to do the song that the rhinos are singing now, pretending that they're going to support a Trump. Congress, here's some local news. White House strike. Congress and the White House strike a rescue deal for Puerto Rico. Do you know, I forget what the count is. I think it's 1 out of 10 Puerto Ricans has a heroin problem. I got a big drug problem, big heroin problem in Puerto Rico. All that money that goes down there will go for the drugs. They're saying de Blasio is shielding his cronies in a cover-up, corruption cover-up. And there's a bill that would charge consumers for plastic bags, clears the assembly. This is what these do-nothings have to do. They're the ones that introduce plastic bags, and now they're going to charge you a tax on them. No more applications accepted for adoption of puppies found in van at Paramus store. We're a bunch of bad people. Heidi Klum goes topless at the beach. She's attacked by jellyfish. James Gandolfini's stolen watch is undervalued. These are the things. In the meantime, the whole world is arraigned. they're casting lots for our cloaks. And this is the garbage. Victoria's Secret discontinues the catalog. These are all big headlines. And in the meantime, there was a struggle on a plane of Egyptian Airlines, and a lot of people died. I think it was only, they said only 60. Only 60 died. We get used to number changes. You know that, don't you? When Hitler killed the first Jewish guy, nobody paid any attention. When he got up to 6 million, well, we got used to it at 5 million. What's the big deal? And that's called, what is it called? You get a shampoo. What's the next thing? Conditioning. It's called conditioning. You get used to things, like taking your shoes off to go into Burger King. Wait till the bombs start going off here. Oh, that's never going to happen. We're the land of the free and the home of the broke. We're the land of the freaks and the home of the broke. We can't even pay our bills. They're just printing money. We're no different than Venezuela. And you know the last $1.8 billion that Hugo Chavez spent when they had some money? You know what he spent it on? Russian AK-47s. He said he was going to use them to protect his people from him. Yeah. Unbelievable. Kanye West goes on a 8-minute rant on the Ellen DeGeneres show. Oh, we're good. We've got a big accomplishment. It's come out. Military-wise, we can't find our way out of a paper bag now. They're relying on SEALs and special forces. They think that that's going to win wars now, and everybody else is going to be support. Going to be athletic supports. An openly gay secretary of the army. Isn't that wonderful? How come we couldn't find an openly straight secretary of the army? Oh, I guess I'm prejudiced, huh? Well, if you feel that way, I'll jump to a tune. Buy me some time. Because there's a lot of things I love. Mostly it's women. if you could sing like that, anybody could shut you up? Never happened, man. You'd be out there serenading. Okay. I'm going to look for a tune and pay a tribute to our Latino brothers and sisters. Do you know that what the number one Latino name is of GIs who have died in Iraq and Afghanistan? I think it's Garcia. I did a count once. I was looking for Latino names who served, and I think I counted 14 Garcias who gave their lives. And yet we got people here trying to, communists, it's always communists. Even if they're not communists, they use communist tactics. And it's called divide and conquer. And the communists took it from the Romans. The Romans were the first ones to introduce divide and conquer as a political tactic. So they'll tell you, the communists will tell you, Trump's not going to get the Latino vote. More Latinos got jobs through Donald Trump than through any Democrat. And we got a president that's a coyote. He is smuggling in children without parents into this country, undocumented, no trace of these children. And they're not going to good homes. They're going to chicken coops, and they're going to slave trade. And if you don't think slavery is big in the USA, you haven't seen the drug problem. And the drug problem is our big problem, and that's why Trump wants the wall. Trump is not saying much about his anti-drug philosophy because he doesn't want to lose any votes. But I guarantee you there's going to be a war on drugs like you never saw because he hates drugs. And Dirty Kelly, Megan, I call her Whoopi Kelly, she pulled a John Kerry on Trump during her interview. You know what a John Kerry is? John Kerry was debating Dick Cheney, and he brought up the fact in the debate that Dick Cheney's daughter was a lesbian. And he did it to hurt a Cheney. And that's how low Democrats will go. I mean, they'll tell you abortion is settled law. How can it be settled law? They robbed an infant of his life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's unconstitutional. That's un-American. That was guaranteed. In 1776, babies were protected. But the communists lie, they deceive, and they turn us against each other because a United States is a threat to the New World Order. So having said that, that's what she did to Trump. She brought up the fact that his brother died at an early age from alcoholism. And that's why Trump don't drink. And he doesn't do dope. Only dopes do dope. That's why they call it dope. Because it makes you a dope. And his family, if you talk to his kids, they will tell you. They can remember being 2 years old and listening to daddy say, don't do drugs, don't smoke, and don't do alcohol. So that's the way they were raised, and that's why he wants the wall. He doesn't want the wall to stop people that really need work and want to come here and become Americans. That's not the purpose of his wall. The purpose of his wall is to stop illegal invaders from coming in and terrorizing the nation and bringing in all kinds of diseases and drugs. And it's not only Latinos coming over that border. There are three languages on the signs at the border. And the third one is Chinese. Think about that. There's no Arabic sign, though. Anyway, so Trump is going to pull Latinos because Latinos are not stupid. They know when they've been snowed. If you look on the party platform, the Democrat Party platform, you can look as far as you want. There's only two old white people up there on Social Security. There's Hillary and Bernie the Communist, whose wife ran a college into the ground. Yeah. Did you ever hear of a college going broke? Well, you ever hear about colleges? They're getting grants. They're getting donations. They got all kinds of alumni sending millions and billions. But the Bernie Sanders wife busted out one. Yeah. Oh, no, she didn't. It wasn't her fault. Yeah. It's unbelievable. So they're going to say the Latinos won't go with Trump. And then they bring guys like Jorge Ramos to create incidents. When you see people demonstrating at a Trump rally, that's a communist stunt. The communists are the masters of creating stunts. And they'll have a guy with a Tea Party t-shirt say the N-word. And everybody will go, look, it's the Tea Party and they're a bunch of racists. They'll send guys into Jewish cemeteries that put swastikas on the tombstones and topple them over. And everybody will say, look, it's the skinheads. No, it's not. It's the communists. And the communists play both sides. They fuel the fire on both sides. So, and they also said that Trump is not going to get the black vote. Well, he's not going to get Jesse Jackson. He's not going to get Al Sharpton. He's not going to get Black Lives Matter. But he's going to get the people, the gospel people. He's going to get the people that sing, Oh Happy Day. And there's a lot of those people.
Yeah.
we're back. Listen to Savage. He's very upset. He thinks too many rhinos are getting too close to Trump, and they're going to bring him to the center. And that he's got too many, he's starting to pick up too many bad advisors, and they're going to take the quills out of his porcupine. But Trump is the master of the 15-second size-up, and he does meet with everybody. And I think that he'll be all right. He wants to know the game, and you can't learn the game by just playing on one team or one side. You got to get on the other side. You got to know your enemy. If you remember the movie Patton, at the when Patton fought his first battle and beat the Germans, at the height of the battle, Patton shouts, "Rommel, I read your book." And that's right. You got to know your enemy. You got to know your enemy. How many people do you think have read the Obama's book? You think the Ruskies got a handle on Obama? You wonder, huh? Who pulls the strings in Washington? Would we be better off moving the Capitol to the Rio Grande and put everybody working on the wall? Who knows? Who knows what evil lurks in the minds of men? The shadow knows. Oh, what a night. On eagle's wings. One in a million. These are all songs. Let's see. Only the lonely. I think that's Roy Orbison. This is a nice one. My own true love. Being that we're talking about the Democrats mistreating women. Stalin once said, in order to destroy the United States, you have to destroy three things: spirituality, morality, and patriotism. He felt that those were the three key ingredients that made Americans different from the rest of the world. And we are different from the rest of the world. But once we come together, there's nobody can stop us. I got some bad news from a religious outfit today who was complaining about a director that's making a movie portraying the Blessed Mother as a prostitute. Imagine if you did that to the Prophet Muhammad. But this is what the war on spirituality, morality, and patriotism is all about. They want to make us slaves. We're going to go back to slavery. So I'm doing a tribute to my Blessed Mother and the one that women pray to. And men. But mostly women.
Your baby boy will one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man?
Mary, did you know
that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand?
Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? Kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God.
Oh, Mary, did you know?
Oh, Mary, did you know?
Can you believe that one man 2,000 years ago gave his life for the world, and he is hated today as much as he was 2,000 years ago? What's that all about? One of the ironic things that I always get a kick out of is when Christ stood before Pilate. Pilate's wife said to her husband, "Have nothing to do with this man. I have had a dream about him. Do not have anything to do with this man." And Pilate said to him, to her, "In 2 weeks, no one will remember his name." If you go to church on Sunday and they read the Nicene Creed, you will hear the words, what words? Suffered under Pontius Pilate, was died and was buried. How's that? Not only do we remember Jesus, we all remember Pontius Pilate. And I bet you he never thought anybody would remember his name. Okay, we're going to go to a tribute to all the guys that are working on roofs tomorrow.
Tiene una pena, dicen que tiene una pena que la hace llorar. Altanera, preciosa y orgullosa, no permite la quieran consolar. Pasa luciendo su real majestad, pasa camina los mira sin verlos jamás. La Virgina tiene pena y dolor. La Virgina no conoce el amor. Altanera, preciosa y orgullosa, no permite ni la quieran consolar. Dicen que alguien ya vino y se fue, dicen que pasa las noches llorando por él. ¡Mi mariachi!
shall shelter the despot or the slave. Tonight we man the barn of wealth, endurance, cause come woe or well. Mid cannons roar and rifles peal, we will chant
with the Frank Sinatra song, and we'll dedicate it to all the women in the world, all shapes, all sizes, all beauty.
I have dreamed that your arms are lovely, and I have dreamed what a joy you'll be. I have dreamed every word you whisper when you're close to me. How you look in the glow of evening. I have dreamed and enjoyed the view. It's like to be loved by you. I will love being loved by you.
Folks, God keep you safe.